Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today, Beis Hashem, we're going to learn Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on Daf Yud Beis, and Beis, we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. What's that? Okay. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Aleha Shalom, as well as by Henry Olinsky, the Zeich Nishmas, his mother, Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Asher HaKohen, a survivor of Bergen-Belsen and Auschwitz, who lost her family, yet built generations of Shomrei Torah Mitzvot, with majority today living in Eretz Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors, both sponsors, very much for these sponsorships. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First, we're going to discuss which stores to avoid in the Yom Ayid, on the Yom Ayid of the Avodah Zarah. So stores should you avoid when you are in that city? Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether there's an iser to be mahana in Avodah Zarah, or only an iser to be nene from the Avodah Zarah. And we're going to bring rayas. We're going to bring a raya from a brisa and another raya as well. And then the Gemara is going to discuss valid reasons for a Kohen to leave Eretz Yisrael. If there are ever valid reasons, particularly for a Kohen, not only for anybody else, but particularly for a Kohen to leave Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara is going to ask on the din of being oker a behema, because the Gemara says that the Brice is going to say that if you buy a behema from the Yerid of the Ovdei Chavim, that te'oker, you're supposed to be oker that behema. So what exactly does that mean? The Gemara is going to discuss why that would be mutter. After all, isn't that a violation of Tsar Balei Chayim? Toward the end of the daf, the Gemara, or at least before the Mishnah, we're going to talk about a couple of stories of different Amoraim who purchased items at the Yerid and why it was mutter for them to do that. Oh, prior to that, we're also going to talk about what to do with an Eved that one purchased at the Yerid. For a Behema, you could say Teoker. Can you do the same thing for an Eved? Are you allowed to do anything to an Eved? So let's begin. Again, we're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Ir Shiesh Bavod Chav, if you have a city that has an Avodah Zarah, meaning it has a Yom Ayud that they're celebrating for that Avodah Zarah, and there were some stores in that city that were decorated, and that was a simon that they would pay a special tax to the Avodah Zarah, and there are other stores in that same city that are not decorated with these peros or whatever else, so we'll see what they decorated with, because they don't pay a tax to the Avodah Zarah, so that was an indication of whether they observed that Avodah Zarah festival or not. So such a thing happened in Beis Shan, because in Beis Shan they had a mixture. They had some stores that were mu'utar and some that were not mu'utar, some that paid the tax to the Avodah Zarah, some that did not. So Beis Shan was unique because in Sefer Yehoshua it's a city that was in the Nachla of Bnei Menashe, and the people that were the Goyim that lived there remained after the Kibush Ha'aretz. In Sefer Shoftim we're told about how we didn't really finish the job. You know, we didn't do everything we were supposed to do in terms of driving the nations out of the land, and Beis Shan was a place where there were a lot of Nachrim that lived there, so it would not be surprising that they had that would be used as an example of a place that has stores that have a dedication to Avodah Zarah. Va'amru chachamim, and the Chacham said, Amutaros hasuros, those stores that are mu'utar, you're not allowed to buy anything, you know, because whatever you pay, whatever you buy, some of that money is going to go to pay for the Tzorche Avodah Zarah. So it will turn out that you're being Mahane the Avodah Zarah, that you're benefiting the Avodah Zarah. And Vishenu Mutaros Mutaros, but the stores that are not Mutar, you're allowed to purchase from, and because no amount of your money is going to go to the Avodah Zarah, it's just going to go to the residents of that city. Now, we had already said on yesterday's daf, or the day before, that you're not allowed to go into a city that has a Yom Ayud. So what are we even talking about over here? You're in the city, and we're talking about which stores to buy from. What are you doing in that city? You're not even allowed to be in a city that has a Yom Ayid. So the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnayos writes that we're talking about stores that are outside of the city, but nevertheless, since they're nearby the city, if they're Mu'utaros, it's an indication that they are celebrating the Yom Ayid of that city, and it's still going to be Asur to purchase from them. And the Sefer Chasdei David, he disagrees, and he says that really, it doesn't appear from the Mishnah that we're talking about outside of the city. He says, no, we're talking about a case where you entered Beheter. How did you enter Beheter? So you're not allowed to go into that city on the Yomayud, but maybe you've been there. Maybe you came in there a week earlier, and today is the day of their festival. It doesn't say you have to leave the city on the day of their festival. So you're there. Now you want to go shopping. So which stores are you allowed to shop at, and which stores are you not allowed to shop at? Now, what about the separate issue that we have of the Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that you're not allowed to be no same biyomedom? Why isn't that a problem over here, that you're not allowed to be nosiv nosim, that you're not allowed to do any business with them 3 days prior to the Yom Ayid? So kol shekein on the Yom Ayid itself. So that the Gemara said in Davav that the reason for the Isser is because you're going to be gorim, that the Nachri is going to be makrav l'avodah zarah, and you will have violated lifnei iver. So that's only by a mechira, whereas a chashash, you're going to sell them animals that they're going to go and be makrav l'avodah zarah, but to buy from them would not be included in that Isser. The other reason the Gemara gave is that the Nachri is going to go and be moda to the Avodah Zarah on the boon that he just experienced by closing this deal. So that's also only Shaykh, Rashi points out, when you're going to sell to them. Because normally, when you buy something, you're happy about your new purchase. You're all excited about your new purchase. When you had to sell something, you're not excited about having to part with something, about having to sell something. So that's how Rashi explains. That would only be by being mocher. That is, sir, of being nosiv nosiv, 3 days in advance, is only by being mocher. But when it comes to being lokeach, so that's what we're saying right now, that only if it's a chanos that is mu'uteres, is there going to be a problem of being lokeach from them. So says Gemara, Amra, b'shem menlakish lo shonu ele mutaris beverid v'hadas. So now we're going to have this machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says that which the Mishnah says, that you're not allowed to go shopping at a store that is mu'uteres, that's only if it's mu'uteres with nice smelling items, with flowers and things like that, that they would typically spread in front of the Avodah Zarah. And the reason you're not allowed to shop in those stores is the Kamishani Merecha, that you're benefiting from the Tekrovas Avodah Zarah, from the delicious smell of the Tekrovas Avodah Zarah. Avol Mutaros Peperos, but if it's Mutaros Peperos, there's nothing nice smelling, it's just delicious tasting fruits, that's Mutaros. That you're allowed to buy from them, and even though you're going to be paying a tax that's going to go to the Avodah Zarah, that's going to be Mahana the Avodah Zarah, I'm not worried about you being Mahana the Avodah Zarah, says Reish Lakish. I'm only worried about you being nene from the Avodah Zarah. My time, why is it that's not a problem? Damar Krak, because the Pasuk says when it comes to an Ira Nidachas, that you're not allowed to get any Anah from anything in the Ira Nidachas, it says, that you have to wipe out everything from the city, you're not allowed to get any Anah from anything in the city. So we see nene huda asur, you're not allowed to get Anah from items of the city. Aval mahana shari, but to be mahana, that which is the Avodah Zarah, that is going to be mutter. In other places, Reish Lakish also holds that it's also to be mahana an Avodah Zarah. It's only over here that he's matir being mahana an Avodah Zarah. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosos in Dibra Maschel Aval over here, that when you're mahana it, you're also being mevaze it to a certain degree. The Gemara is soon going to say that if you want to get out of having to pay that meches, they give you the choice that you could put on this special atara, the special crown, the cover of the Avodah Zarah. So when you choose to pay the meches rather than to put on that crown, it's your way of saying that you don't want to honor this Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Mahana, according to Reish Lakish, Dafka, in this context, is going to be Mutter, even though in other contexts, being Mahana would be Aser. So that is Shitas Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, Rafilu Mutaros Peperos Nami Aser. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you're not being Nene from the Avodah Zarah, and just you're paying your tax money that's going to be Mahana the Avodah Zarah, that is also going to be Aser, because Kal v'chomer, Nene Aser, Mahana lo kol shkein. If even being Nene from the Avodah Zarah is going to be Aser, so being Mahana the Avodah Zarah is all the more so going to be Aser. So when you buy from the store that is Mu'utar, you're being Mahana the Avodah Zarah, because the people that sell in these stores bring some of the tax money to the priests of the Avodah Zarah, and they use that for the Tzarchei of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore that's going to be Aser. As opposed to the Einon Mu'utaros have no Shaychus to the Avodah Zarah, and that's what you don't have to worry about. So Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is there an Isser kosher to be mahana the avodah zarah by paying the extra tax money to the stores that are mu'utaros, if they're mu'utaros with something that you do not get any hana from. So the Gemara asks on Rish Lakish from the Braisa. Meisve, we have a Braisa. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Yom Shavuz Chav Menachas Bo Samechas, that the day the avodah zarah patters you from the meches, mach reason the omrim. We make an announcement, we say, call me Shinotel Atarah, anyone who takes an Atarah, a particular type of crown that had besamim or that had nice flowers on it, v'yaniach b'rosh or b'rosh chamoru, and he puts it on his head or on the head of his donkey, l'kvod avodah zarah, for the honor of the avodah zarah, yaniach lo asameches. Such a person we're going to exempt the meches from. They'll be patter from the meches. V'yim lav, al yaniach lo asameches. But if you refuse to do that, then he will not be exempt from the meches. So the Bryce explains the dinim of the din of the items that the Jew buys from the Yerid on the day of the Yomayid. Yehudi shenim tsham. So if there's a Jew that's there on that day where you're faced with that choice of either put on this special crown in honor of the avodah zarah or pay a meches, so mayasa, he's in a pickle, he's in a bind. What should he do? Yaniach, should he put on that crown? Nimtzanana, then he's going to be getting hanah from the avodah zarah because it smells delicious. Lo yaniach, should he not put it on? Nimtzamahana, then it will turn out that he's being mahana the avodah zarah. So there's nothing you could do. You're stuck right there. Before we go any further, we already have our kasha on Reish Lakish because it says that you're in a bind because you cannot be mahana the avodah zarah. So we have very clearly over there already that it is going to be Aser, unlike Reish Lakish, who said that it's going to be Mutter. But once we're on the topic, the Braisa continues, Mikan Amru, based on this din of that if you don't put it on, you'll be Mahana the Avodah Zarah. Chazal also said, that if a person does business in the Shuk of an Avodah Zarah, the Chacham made a Knas, that you're not allowed to get Hanah from anything that you bought on that day. And therefore, Behema Teaker, if you bought a Behema on that day, you need to cut its legs in a way that you won't get any benefit from the behema. Peiros ksus ukelim yirkavu, fruits and clothing and other kelim, you have to leave to rot. Maus uklematochos, if you have money or metal kelim, which are things that do not rot, no matter how long you leave it for, so yalichem the yamamelech, you're going to have to throw those into the yamamelech because you cannot get any anah from the money from the items that you purchase on the yomayid in their. Yerid ve'ezu ikor. Now, what does it mean that a behema you're going to be te'oker, that you should be oker the behema? So aminasha parsosel min arkuva lamata. It means that you cut the leg on the bottom part of the leg from the lower bone of the leg or from the smaller bones that are beneath that way the animal won't be a trefa because it's below the joint. If we're above the joint, it will make the animal a trefa, but you're not going to be able to get hana from it because it's going to be a useless animal when it's the bottom of its legs are cut off. So now the Gemara says, okay, now let's say our kash on Reish Lakish. Katani mias, the Braisa said, yaniach nimtzanana, lo yaniach nimtzamahana, that if you put on this crown, it will turn out that you got hand off from the avodah zarah. If you don't put on this crown, it's going to turn out that you were mahana the avodah zarah. So don't you see that it's a problem even to be mahana the avodah zarah, not just to be nana from the avodah zarah? Don't we see that's a problem? So Reish Lakish says, the Gemara answers, I'm just going to move a little bit over here, Amar of Misharshia, Rav Misharshia, Breid Ravidi answers that from Rabbi Nassim the Braisa, it's Muchach against Reish Lakish. We see not like Reish Lakish. Maybe I'll stand over here, a little less noisy. We see not like Reish Lakish this is Camp Kaylee, you know, gotta adjust. That from Rav Mishash Breid Ravidi says, from the Braisa we see not like Reish Lakish, but you can't reject Reish Lakish because some Rav Shimon Lakish, Pligi Rabban Alei de Rabbi Nassan, that Reish Lakish probably just holds that the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Nassan, but not every Rabbanan to Pligi Alei. And I'm just paskening simply like the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Lo Pligi, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, Rabbi Yochanan is paskening like Rabbi Nassan in this Braisa, that you're not allowed to be Mahana the Avodah Zarah. He holds, everyone agrees with Rabbi Nassan, that there's no machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Nassan. So says Gemara, Velo Pligi, is there really no machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Nassan? Vatanya, but don't we have a Braisa, Hoch in the Yerid Shel Ovid Chavim, that you're allowed to go to the Yerid of the Ovid Chavim, to their Shukwa that they have on the Yomayid, Velochin Me'em Behema Avodah Mushvachos Badum Sadu Zukramim, and you're allowed to purchase from them animals and avadim and shvachos and houses and fields and vineyards, because when you buy things that they would otherwise use, you're costing them. You're making life more difficult for them, and that's therefore going to be mutter. The Rashba points out that we dafka give these examples of fields and houses and avadim and shvachos, these kinds of things, because those are the kinds of things that people would not normally be willing to sell. They only sell if they're poverty stricken and they need to, they just desperately need the cash. So that's why you're allowed to buy those things on the Yerid, on the Yom Ayid, because it's a tsar for the Nachri to have to sell those items to you. And then when you buy those things, you're allowed to write a shtar as a raya to what you bought, and you're allowed to use that shtar in their secular courts, and you bring them to the place where their judges sit, and it's just too hot outside. I'm gonna have to go back inside. So you bring it to the place where their judges sit, and you can write shtaros to prove your ownership of those items. Because by doing so, you are saving the items from these people, from these nachrim. Now, says Gemara, v'im haya kohen, and if, let's say, the guy who bought these items is a kohen, and a kohen is not allowed to be metami to a mace, and therefore, not only is a kohen not allowed to be metami to an actual mace, but he's not even allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz, because we assume that there's tuma in Eretz Ha'amim. The Chutz La'aretz has tuma. That we already learned back on Daf Ches. The reason there goes a tuma in Eretz Ha'amim, Rashi writes in Masechet Shabbos, is because there's kvaros all over the place. And the Me'iri says similarly that since it's Malaya Zima, since there's so much znus all over the place in Chutz La'aretz, there are a lot of women having miscarriages and they're discarding the fetuses all over the place. And that's what leads to tuma everywhere. In the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, they say that it's so that you shouldn't, the reason that they were gozer not to go to Chutz La'aretz is that we shouldn't get in the habit of going to Chutz La'aretz. I think so. It's also even for a non-Kohen to go to Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael, but it's a bigger issur for a Kohen because it's a particular issur of Tumah for a Kohen. Yesterday it was the Lubavitcher Rebbe's yard site. I think they say that they asked the Rebbe why he never went to Eretz Yisrael. He said that because he would need to come back to Chutz La'aretz, and he doesn't know of any heter to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. That's the story that they say. So anyway, if the guy was a Kohen, Metame b'chutz laretz, the Chum allow him to go to Chutz Laretz if he needs to do that, Lodun Ulari Mayim, in order to be able to secure these items that he had purchased from the Ovid Kochavim. Ukshem Shemetami b'chutz laretz, Kach Metame b'sakvaros. Wow! And just like he's allowed to be Metame to Chutz Laretz itself, he's even allowed to go to a b'sakvaros in order to secure these items, in order to be Matzil Miyadam. So says Gemara, what? B'sakvaros al kadaituch? Tumada Raisehi. How could you say that he's going to be allowed to go to a b'sakvaros? That's No, what it means is that he's allowed to go to a Beis HaPras, which would which is only Tumah Midrabanan. This is a Mishnah, Maseches Alos, in the 17th parak of Maseches Alos, that if you have a field that had a kever, and then that field was plowed over, and we have to be choshish that maybe the plow dragged some of the bones of the dead body, like a small bone, the Netzim Kisora, and you're touching the dead bones of the dead body anywhere within a certain distance of where that kever was, anywhere within that field. So anyone within 100 amos by 100 amos around that kever is going to become tame. So since that tumah is only a gzeira mitrabanan, the chacham were makil that in order to save the money that you had purchased from the Ovdei Kochavim, you're allowed to suffer that tumah mitrabanan. But a tumah d'oraisa, for sure you would not be allowed to suffer. There is a tshuva in the Tzemach Tzedek. I'm not quoting a Tzemach Tzedek because yesterday was Gimel Tammuz. This is not the tshuva from that Tzemach Tzedek. This is from the Tzemach Tzedek HaKadmon, the Tzemach Tzedek, the earlier, not the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek, in Simen Yud Gimel, where he was asked about a belt that was made out of human skin, whether a Kohen is allowed to wear it for refuah, that apparently it had some sort of curative properties to it, and the person's a Chol HaShein Bo Sakana. Obviously, if it's Yesh Bo Sakana, you could do anything, but it's a Chol HaShein Bo Sakana, is he allowed to wear it? So one of the issues is it a violation of Hanah Min HaMeis, is that Mutar B'Makom Choli? And the second, whether a Kohen is a particular particular issur of wearing it because of the tumas kohanim. So the tzad to be matir is because he's wearing it litzorach refua. So the shoel, when he asked the shaila, was only thought of the angle of a kohen. He didn't think of the issue of hanam min ames. And the tzemach tzedek, when he responds, says, "Well, before we even get to your question about the kohen, let's talk about hanam min ames, because that seems to be a more fundamental problem over here." So he says it's a davar pashut that or ha'adam, that human skin is metame, and a kohen is not allowed to touch it. And even if they process it in some way, it's not going to be metame min haTorah. It's at least metame midrabanan. So you're not allowed to touch it. A kohen is not allowed to be metame even on to a tumah midrabanan. However, says the Tzemach Tzedek, maybe a kohen would be allowed to wear it based on our sugya that you're allowed to go to the original goyim and buy your behemah and avadim and shvachos, and you're allowed to secure it in their arkaos because you're being matzal miyadam. And we said that even a kohen is allowed to be matami to tumas chutz laretz in order to be matzal miyadam. So just like you're allowed to be matami to tumas chutz laretz, maybe over here also you're allowed to be matami. If you're allowed to be metame atumah drabanan to save money, it would stand to reason that you'd be allowed to be metame atumah drabanan in order to save your health. Health is more valuable than money. Nevertheless, at the end he says, it's forget about the isurim of kahuna, and maybe you could kvetch out a heter when it comes to the kahuna, because it's only atumah midrabanan, perhaps, if it's been processed, and you're doing it to save your health, but you have an isur of hanam and a mace, and even a mace akum is asur. So therefore, it's for sure going to be usher to use such a belt. That's how the Tzemach Tzedek writes. So now, the Braisa adds other things that we allow a kohen to be metame in Tumat Rabbanan for. Umetame lilmo Torah v'lisa isha. Kohen is allowed to be metame himself in order to be able to learn Torah or to get married. And the same is true that a Yisrael is also not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for no reason. The Rambam writes in the fifth paragraph of Hilchos Malachim, but the Tana is teaching me that in order to learn Torah and to marry a woman, not only is a Yisrael allowed to leave, but even a Kohen who has that additional problem of Tumas Eretz HaAmim would be allowed to leave. Tosas in Divra Maskul Lilmod writes that it's only for these two mitzvahs that we allow him to leave, because they're very chashuva mitzvahs. That Godel Talmud Torah, that it's maybe Lidei Maisa, and getting married is a mitzvah chashuva, because that's the whole purpose of the Bria Lo Sovra, La Shevis Yitzara, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world so that we can populate it. However, Tosas quotes from the Shiltos Rav HaChaigon that other mitzvahs are also a good enough reason to leave. It just gives the example of these two mitzvahs to tell me that even for the sake of these two mitzvahs, you can leave even though they're mitzvahs kalos, almost the exact opposite of what Tosos said. So Tosos says the reason we give these two examples is because they're the only mitzvahs you're allowed to leave for, because these are such important mitzvahs. Whereas Rav HaChaigon says, no, you're allowed to leave for any mitzvah. The reason we give the example of these two mitzvahs, of Lilmud Torah v'lis isha, is because they're the least chashuva mitzvahs. They're so kal. Amar Rav Yehuda, Emesai, when do we say that the kohen is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go learn Torah? That's if he has nowhere to learn in Eretz Yisrael. But if he has somewhere that he could learn in Eretz Yisrael, then he's not allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz to learn Torah. That's only when it comes to the Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, we don't make such a chilek when it comes to shiduchim. We don't say, oh, when is he allowed to go? Only when he's in a motzei isha. But if he's motzei isha in Eretz Yisrael, then he's not allowed to go, because even if he finds an isha in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to marry her, with the hopes that he's going to like her, right? Meaning, when it comes to Talmud Torah, if you have somewhere to learn, so learn in Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Lisa Isha, you have to marry a woman that you're really going to love, and we can't say, oh, there are single women in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you're not allowed to leave. No, you don't want to find any random single woman. You want to find the woman that you want to marry, that you want to spend the rest of your life with. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Bizman Shemotzi Lilmod Yitame. Rabbi Yossi says, even if you have where to learn in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to be metame by going outside of Eretz Yisrael. Because people do not always have the ability to learn from whoever. Meaning, you have to find a rabbi that's matim for you. And one time, Yosef HaKohen was a Kohen, and he went to Tzaidon in Chutz Laaretz in order to learn Torah, even though there were rebbeim in Eretz Yisrael who he technically could have learned from, but he held that you're allowed to go to learn from the rabbi that is most matim for you. So the Gemara now asks from this brisa on Rabbi Yochanan that again Rabbi Yochanan paskind that you're not allowed to be mahane an avodah zarah. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan alach Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan says that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that you can be matame even when you have where to learn in Eretz Yisrael. So from the fact that he's talking that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that is discussing this brisa, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is very familiar with this brisa. But Alma Pligi, so you see that the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Nassan, because the beginning of this brisa said that the Chachamim allow you to buy at the original Nachrim, even though the tax money that you're going to pay is going to go to the Nachrim. And Rabbi Yochanan himself said that you're not allowed to be Mahana the Avodah Zarah. So how can you shop and pay taxes that are going to go to the Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, Amloch Rabbi Yochanan Liolam Lo Pligi. Now really, there is no machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and the Chacham. Everyone holds that it's Aser to be Mahana the Avodah Zarah. Velo Kasha. And it's not a stira between this brisa and the brisa of Rabbi Nassan, because kan belokech minatagar deshakli mechseminei, kan belokech minalvayis lo shakli mechseminei. That very simply, the brisa that asks you to buy is when you're buying from a merchant who's going to collect the tax money and pass it on to the avodah zarah, and the brisa that allows you to buy at the arid is talking about where you buy from a balabayis who's not going to collect the tax money and he's not going to be mahana the avodah zarah. So amar mar behemote oker. So we had said that if you buy behem on the Yom HaShuk of the Yom Ayid, so then Te'akir, then we're going to have to, you're going to have to destroy the legs of that animal. So Frek the Gemara, because you're not allowed to get any Hanoah from it, you're not allowed to be Nena from the Avodah Zarah. So ask the Gemara, V'ika Tzar Balichayim, that's horrible, isn't that going to be Tzar Balichayim to the animal, that you can cut out its legs? Amar Abaye, Amar Rachmana, the Hashem says to Yeshua when a number of the kings came to fight a war against him when he was Kovish Eretz Yisrael, not to be afraid of them, and Esuseyem Te'akir, care that from the fact that the Torah says you can be Oker the Susim, apparently it's mutter to do this kind of Tzar Belichayim in order to weaken the Ov the Avodah Zarah. So over here also we're allowed to make a Knas on something that had a Shaychus, had a connection to Avodah Zarah, even though it's Tzar Belichayim. So essentially what we're saying is it going to be Tzar Belichayim? Yes, it's going to be Tzar Belichayim, but even though it's Tzar Belichayim, it's still going to be mutter in this case. So Amar Mar, so we had said Vezu Iker Minasha Parsosel Minar that what is ikur that you cut its legs from the low joint on the leg of the animal. So Minhi, but I'll ask you from a different price that talks about hektashos and charamos and arachin after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, where it says ein makdishin, you're not allowed to make anything hektish nowadays, ve'ein machrim, and you cannot declare anything as a cherim, which is also something that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, ve'ein ma'arichin, you're not allowed to declare that you're going to contribute your erech or the erech of anything else to the Beis Hamikdash nowadays, Bizman Hazen nowadays, because there's no Beis Hamikdash to give it to, so you're going to be causing a big michshol because you're going to make something hegdish with no avenue with which to contribute it. Vim Higdish, and if you did any of these things, vehichrim veherich, you were makdish or you're machrim, you're marich, so you have to make sure that the item that has kedusha is not available to people, because if it's available to people, they're going to get hanaf from it, it's going to be a terrible avera. So behema teoker, so if it's an animal that you need to be oker it, peros ksus or kelim, and if it's peros or ksus or kelim, ye rakvu, so then you have to let it, you put it in a hidden place so that no one will get hanaf from it, and you leave it there until it rots out and gets destroyed. Mos uklei matchos, and when it comes to money and metal kelim, which will never be destroyed, yolicham liyamamelech, you got to throw it into the yamamelech. Ve'ezu ikor, what does ikor mean that you do to this animal? Noel delas bifanel v'mesameleha, that you lock a door in front of it and it just dies of starvation on its own. Now we had said previously in the brisa that ikor means you cut out the bottom of the leg. So how come over here when it comes to being makdish something, the brisa says that ikor is closing a door in front of it, is locking the door that immobilizes it? We said before that ikor means you cut the legs of the animal. So which is it? So there are going to be two answers. Answer number one is Abaye. Amar Abaye, shayni yasam mishum bizayun kachim, that when it comes to hegdish, we don't cut the legs of the animal that is hegdish, because that is a bizayon kachim. That it's going to be a bizayon, that a behemoth hegdish is going to be for such a long time, till it dies, without any legs. So ask the Gemara on Abaye's Teretz, if the reason that we don't cut the legs is because of bizayon kachim, and that's why we just lock it up and let it die, v'nishchate mishchat, by locking it up and letting it die, you're also keeping it around for a long time, as it's starving and shrinking and suffering. So why would you do that to a behemoth kachim? Why don't you just shecht it and then it will be gone? Says Mar Isbulu de Takala, Asibulu de Takala, because that will lead to Takala, because people will think that you're allowed to eat it if you shechted it, and there'll be a nana from the hegdish. So says Mar, okay, so don't shecht it, don't give it a kashra shechita, just cut it into two pieces, just kill it. And that way no one will assume it's kosher, no one's going to eat the meat, it's nevela. So Amar Abayi, Amar Kravini, Tatzdam Ismiz Mechosam, Belo Sasum Kenashim Elokechem. No, that's a separate iser, that you're not allowed to just destroy an animal of hegdish, because the pasuk says that when you see avodah zara, you're supposed to destroy the avodah zara. But lo sasum kein lashem elokeichem, you're not allowed to do such a thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to things that represent the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things that have kedusha. So you're not allowed to destroy the animal. So again, we had a stira as to what ikur is, that in our context of the behemoth that you bought from avodah zara, we said that ikur means you cut out the bottom of the legs, versus we had another brisa that spoke about when you made an animal hegdish bizman hazeh, so ikur meant you lock it up and let it starve to death. So why the difference? Abaye gave answer number one, that when it comes to bizayin kut, because of the bizayin kutchim, you can't cut the legs of the animal. Rava Amar, Rava says that the reason we don't cut the legs of the behemoth hegdish is near kamata mum bekachim, because it looks like you're putting a mum into the hegdish. That it says by karbanos tamim yia l'ratzon kol mum lo yia bo. So lo yia means lo yahaya bo, that you're not allowed to make a mum in kachim. So it says more nira, it looks like you're making a mum in kachim. Mum al yahu, you're cutting off its feet. Of course you're making a mum in kachim. That's not nira. That's it. That's making a mum in kachim. Says more no, hani mili, this idea that making a mum in kachim is an isser min haTorah is only b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim. That's only when the beis hamikdash was around, duchazi la'akrava, where that animal could have been used for akrava, where we dash in the whole pasuk tam yel rotzim kamum lo yiabo, that a carbon that's tamim that could be used as a carbon, so that's the kind of carbon that you're not allowed to be mati l'mum. But hashtut duchazi la'akrava leslan ba. But nowadays, where nothing is roi la'akrava, because we don't have a beis hamikdash with which to be in which to be makriv, so there is no isser of being mati l'mum. So that's why Rava said it's near. You are being matil mum, but it's not really the isser of being, and it is kachim, but it's not the isser of being matil mum bekachim, because the isser of being matil mum bekachim is only when it comes to kachim that could technically be used as a carbon. So now, frek the Gemara asks on Rava, why does Rava say that the isser is only midrabanan? Well, wait a second, are you sure, Rava, that it's only an isser drabanan to be matil mum on a kodesh animal that cannot be used for a carbon? Isn't it asr min haTorah to be matil mum on a carbon that already is a balmum? And if it already is a balmum, it cannot be used for a carbon. And yet it's still an isr daraisa to be matil mum. So it says Gemara, balmum nihit lo chazi legufe l'dmei chazi lafuke hacha delo l'dmei chazi v'lo legufe chazi. If you have an animal of hegdish that is already a balmum, so you're right, you cannot bring that animal as a carbon, but you could sell it and use the money to bring a carbon, meaning a carbon is still in the picture. As opposed to bizman hazeh, there is no carbon in the picture. No amount of selling or doing or anything that you could do to it is going to change the fact that no carbon is going to result from this animal. And therefore, it's only an issur d'rabbanan of being matil mum. So again, we had this stira, that when it came to the behemoth that you bought at the yirid of the chavim, we said to be oker, it means to cut off the bottom of its leg. And yet, when you made something hegdish bizman hazeh, we said to be oker, it means to lock it up and let it die. So Abaye answered the stira that it would be a bizayon kachim to cut off its leg. Rava answered the stira that it's an isur d'rabbanon of matil mum b'kachim to cut off its leg, not the isur d'araisa, because the isur d'araisa only applies when it could have technically been brought as a carbon. So now the Gemara goes back to what Rabbi Nassan had said on Amud Aleph, that if you buy a behema from the Yerid of Ovid Chavim, so you're oker the behema. So what if you didn't buy a behema? Ashkei Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Lai, Dekaya Pischa Detzar, Amar Lei Rabbi you're in front of Rabbi Lai, he's standing by the doorway of the gate of the city of Tzor, and he said to him, Katani behema te'aker, Eved mai, what if you didn't buy a behema? What if you bought an Eved? What are you supposed to do with that? How do we make a knas on you not to get anor from the Eved? So you're going to be oker the Eved as well? So the Rabbi Yonah explains, Eved Yisrael lo kami bayili. If the Eved is a Jewish Eved, there's no doubt that, if you cut off his feet, he's going to die in the end, and you're not allowed to do that to him. Ki kami bayili Eved Ovid Chavim mai. The question was, what about an Eved Ovid Chavim? Can you be oker him? So Amalei, Rabbi Lai said to Rabbi Yonah, mai kami bayilach, what kind of question? Tanya Ovid Chavim, haroi behem adaka, lo malim v'lo maridin. Guess what? You're not allowed to kill Ovid Chavim either. So what are you talking about? You have a suffix about what you're allowed to do to the legs of the Ovid Chavim? So Amalei, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zera, katani, it says in the Braisa, Lokhin Mehen, Behema Avadim Ushvachos, that you're allowed to buy from the Goyim on the day of their Yerid, animals and Avadim and Shvachos. So when it says Avadim, Eved Yisrael, Odil Nafilu Eved Ovid Chavim, does that mean you're allowed to buy a Jewish Eved, or even you're allowed to buy an Eved Ovid Chavim? So Amalei, Rabbi Zeri said to Rabbi Yerim, Mestavra Eved Yisrael, the Eved Ovid Chavim, Lemaim Yubayalei. It's Mestavra that we're talking about an Eved Yisrael, because why would you need an Eved Ovid Chavim? What mitzvah is there to buy him that we're going to allow you to buy something on the Yerid in order to buy an Eved Ovid Chavim? Meaning the other stuff, when it's wealth and things like that, you're being matzal miyadam in some way. But what's the kunz of buying an Eved Ovid Chavim? So Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came to Chutz Laaretz, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, he quoted in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Afilu Eved Ovid Chavim, that you're even allowed to buy an Eved Ovid Chavim. It's a mitzvah to buy an Eved Ovid Chavim. Why? Mnesha Machniso Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, that when you bring him into the Rishus of Yisrael, and he gets a mila and a tevila, the Shem Avdus, he now becomes chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha, and therefore he's somewhat nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, if you can say that the whole reason you're allowed to buy the Eved is because you're being machnas him tachas kanfei hashchina, atu behema my machnas tachas kanfei hashchina ika, then why are you allowed to buy a behema? Are you also, how can you talk about being machnas tachas kanfei hashchina when it comes to behema? Behema is not chayiv in any mitzvahs, so why are you allowed to buy the behema? Mishum mi utayhu. No, the reason you're allowed to buy the behema is because you are weakening the position of the Ovdei Kochavim. They now have less wealth because they are lacking that behema. So over here as well, when it comes to the Eved, Hachanami, dimimati, that you're being mimait them from their wealth by buying an Eved from them, even if it's an Eved Kochavim, and therefore Shari, and that's why you're allowed to buy the Eved from the Ovid Kochavim. So again, we had raised the Shaila, what do you do with the Eved that you buy from them, but we said certainly you're not allowed to be Oker an Eved Yisrael nor an Eved Ovid Chavim. And then we discussed, are you allowed to even buy the Eved Ovid Chavim? What's the kunz? What's the value of buying the Eved Ovid Chavim? So we suggested maybe the value is they'd be machnesim tachas kanfei hashchina. But then we said no, there's a more basic value, and that is simply that you're being mema'it the Ovdei Kochavim from a certain level of wealth. So says the Gemara a couple of stories of Amoraim that bought things at the Yerid. Rabbi Yaakov Zavin Sandala. Rabbi Yaakov bought a sandal from a guy at the Yerid of Novin Chavim. Rabbi Yirmiya Zavin Pita. Rabbi Yirmiya bought bread. One of these Amoraim said to the other one, I can't believe what you just did. Yasma, a person who acts like a Yasam. A Yasam is someone who didn't have a father and therefore never was able to learn any Torah, because the din is that the father is one that's obligated to teach the son Torah. So by calling him a Yasam, he's saying someone who's so unlettered, who's someone who's so uneducated. You're like a Yasam who never had an opportunity to learn anything. Avad Rabcha Achi, would your Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, behave this way? To buy something like this at the Yerid, where you're going to pay a mechas, you're going to pay a tax, and you're going to be Mahana the Avodah Zarah? Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not allowed to be Mahana and Avodah Zarah. So Amalei Idach, the other Amora, turned back to him and he says, Yasma, Avad Rabcha Achi, would your Rabbi allow you to do what you did? Meaning, I'm not the only one that bought something at the Yerid. You also bought something at the Yerid. So why is what you did any better than what I did? So it says more of a travayu mi balabayas zavon. Both of them purchased from a balabayas, which is mutter, because the balabayas doesn't charge the tax. So v'kol chad v'chad savar chavroi mitagar zavon. And each one just misunderstood what the other one did. They each saw the other one leaving the Yerid with a brand new item. Each one thought that the other one had purchased from a merchant and therefore was mahana the avodah zarah. They each knew that they were okay because I didn't buy from a merchant. I only bought from a balabayas. So I was not man in the Avodah Zarah. Tamir Rabbi Abba Bered Rabbi Chia Baraba Lo Shanu Ella Belokech Minatagar Deshakli Michseminei. That this din that you're not allowed to buy at the Yerid is only when you buy from a tagger, from a merchant, because he's going to collect the tax. Avodah Belokech Minbalabais Lo Shakli Minei Michsa Mutter. But if you buy from a Balabais who's not going to collect the tax, that's going to be Mutter. Amir Rabbi Abba Bered Rabbi Chia Baraba Il Malei Hay Rabbi Yochanan Hazimna Baasra Deshakli Michsa. I feel in Balabais have a aser. That if Rabbi Yochanan lived in our time, in a place where they take the mechas, he would have asked even buying from Balabais, because the Balabais also collects the mechas. So says Gemara, okay, now that you're telling me the Balabais also collects the mechas, and that you're actually being Mahana the Avodah Zarah, so what on earth happened over here? Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yirmiyah both purchased, and they thought they were each okay because they bought from a Balabais, but apparently that's not a heter. So how did Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yirmiyah buy from a Balabais? If it doesn't help, if even the Balabais is going to charge the mechas. So says Gemara, Balabais shenu kavua zavun. No, they bought from a Balabais who doesn't live there b'kvius. He doesn't have a set residence there. So the Moksim don't pay any attention to such a Balabais, and therefore they're not going to collect any taxes from such a Balabais. So that's why they felt comfortable buying from him, because they didn't have to pay any taxes to him, and therefore they are not going to be Mahana the Avodah Zarah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day. Sorry for all the back and forth in the middle of this year. Yehuda, good to see you in uniform.
I'm doing, thank you.